Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Good in a Room by Stephanie Palmer is a practical guide to persuading people in high-stakes situations, from pitching a project to interviewing for a job or leading a meeting. Drawing on Palmer's experience in the entertainment industry, the book focuses on what decision-makers notice first: clarity, confidence, and the ability to connect quickly. Rather than treating communication as a mysterious talent, it breaks the process into skills that can be learned and rehearsed, including how to structure an idea, read the room, and handle pressure without sounding scripted. The core promise is simple: you can be the person who is both prepared and compelling, even when the stakes feel personal. Palmer frames self-presentation as a service to the audience, helping them understand why an idea matters and what to do next. The result is a toolkit for anyone who wants to be taken seriously and remembered for the right reasons. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, adopting a selling mindset without feeling salesy, a central theme is reframing selling as helping. Palmer argues that most people underperform in presentations because they treat the moment as a test of their worth instead of an opportunity to solve a problem for the listener. The book encourages readers to replace anxiety with intention by asking, "What does my audience need to believe, feel, or decide after this conversation?" This mindset shift changes both tone and content. Instead of dumping information, you curate it. Instead of chasing approval, you guide decision-making. Palmer also highlights how credibility is built through signals that are not purely verbal: how you enter, how quickly you get to the point, and whether you sound decisive about what you are offering. The goal is to communicate value with respect for limited time and attention. By treating every pitch, interview, or meeting as a clear exchange of benefits, you become easier to trust. The audience experiences you as someone who understands priorities, not someone seeking validation. That is the foundation for being good in a room. Secondly, structuring your idea so others can repeat it. Palmer emphasizes that great ideas often fail because they are not packaged in a way that a busy person can grasp and retell. The book focuses on building a concise, audience-friendly structure, a sharp premise, a clear reason it matters, and a simple path from concept to execution. Readers are guided to strip away tangents and internal jargon, then lead with the most compelling hook rather than background. Another key point is making the idea feel inevitable by anticipating the natural questions that arise: what is it, who is it for, why now, and what makes it different. Palmer's approach treats these as building blocks that can be arranged based on the room, the time available, and the stakes. She also highlights the importance of specificity, not in the sense of overloading details, but in using vivid anchors that make the concept concrete. When your message is structured well, the audience can advocate for you when you are not present. That repeatability is a major advantage in any organization where decisions are made after meetings end. Thirdly, personal presence, confidence, and the unspoken first impression. Being good in a room is not just what you say, but what people believe about you before you finish your first sentence. Palmer explores how confidence can be practiced rather than performed, and how presence comes from alignment between intention, body language, and vocal energy. The book stresses that audiences read cues rapidly, posture, eye contact, pace, and whether you appear comfortable taking up space. Palmer encourages readers to manage nerves through preparation and deliberate choices, such as knowing the first minute cold and setting a conversational tone. Another element is status management, projecting authority without arrogance by staying grounded, listening well, and speaking with clarity. The book also touches on authenticity as a strategic asset, not a branding slogan. Authenticity here means communicating in a way that fits your personality while still meeting the room's expectations. You do not need to mimic a loud or theatrical style to persuade. You need to be coherent, confident, and easy to follow. By mastering these nonverbal and behavioral fundamentals, you become the person others want to bet on. Fourthly, handling objections, tough questions, and rejection under pressure, Palmer treats objections and difficult questions as predictable moments that can be prepared for rather than feared. The book highlights that defensiveness is often what sinks a pitch, because it signals uncertainty and turns the interaction into a debate. Instead, readers are encouraged to welcome skepticism as engagement and respond with calm clarity. A practical strategy is to anticipate likely concerns ahead of time and decide which ones you will address proactively versus which should be handled when asked. Palmer also suggests listening for the underlying issue behind a question, since the first version of an objection may mask a deeper worry about risk, timing, budget, or fit. Another focus is on maintaining control of the room, answering succinctly, bridging back to the main message, and avoiding spirals into detail that dilute the core idea. Rejection is framed as part of the process, especially in competitive environments, and the book pushes readers to seek useful feedback while protecting momentum. By learning to stay composed and persuasive when challenged, you build resilience and a reputation for leadership, not just presentation skills. Lastly, preparation, practice, and relationship building as a long game. Beyond individual pitches, Palmer presents persuasive success as something you cultivate over time through preparation habits and consistent relationship building. The book encourages readers to rehearse strategically, focusing on clarity and pacing rather than memorizing every sentence. Preparation includes knowing your audience, understanding what they care about, and adapting your message to match the decision context. Palmer also underscores that many wins happen before you enter the room, because trust is often based on previous interactions, reputation, and the sense that you are easy to work with. That means following up well, being reliable, and making it simple for others to support your idea. The book's entertainment industry perspective reinforces how often decisions are influenced by confidence in execution, not just the concept. Readers are encouraged to demonstrate that they have thought through constraints, next steps, and what success looks like. This topic ties the whole framework together. Strong structure and presence matter most when they are backed by real readiness and professional consistency. Over time, these practices turn high-pressure moments into repeatable performances rather than one-off gambles. In conclusion, this book is best for professionals who must persuade others in real time, entrepreneurs pitching investors, managers leading initiatives, creatives presenting projects, job seekers interviewing, and anyone whose ideas depend on executive buy-in. It is also useful for people who know their material but struggle with nerves, rambling, or sounding less confident than they feel. The benefit is practical. It helps you translate competence into clarity and clarity into decisions. By adopting a helping mindset, structuring ideas so they are easy to repeat, and preparing for objections, readers can improve outcomes in meetings that shape careers and businesses. The emphasis on presence and first impressions can also improve everyday interactions, making you more credible and easier to follow. Compared with broader public speaking books, Good in a Room is especially focused on persuasion in decision rooms, where time is short and stakes are high. Its entertainment industry lens adds a sharp understanding of how gatekeepers evaluate risk, potential, and the person behind the pitch. If you want actionable guidance for selling yourself and your ideas, it is a worthwhile buy. If you would like to support Stephanie Palmer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.